Perhaps it's the fangs. Or claws. Or hairy back, but it's tough to get any trust around here. I suppose it's not so simple to give none, neither. I know that some women can see this mangy, gray, and flea-ridden wolfskin on we just reeking of the stench of predatorial intent, but shake them as I might, I can't seem to rattle these heavy, frostbitten chains loud enough for anyone to notice these shackles that so fiercely grip fur to flesh and paw to palm. No blame, though, 'cause even as I stand here, confident that this fur coat is merely a disguise, I find myself surrounded by 1,000 other guys, by 1,000 other wolves, and hear less rattled chains than lusting, drooling grins. And you ask, might they mean well within? And the answer may lie in the tooth prints I've seen, in the arms and legs of women. But might these not be the mere marks of he who is deaf to the deafening rattle of his own chains? Well, those deaf are those wolves most dangerous. Not just rattle deaf, but deaf to screams of no! And I didn't get the chance to scream anything in response to this fastened skin of fur. No. For I sewed it together myself. Every newspaper, history lesson, or sitcom gave me a new wolf patch and told me, so, it will protect you. I fashioned the links of these threads of steel myself from every time I was chosen last, walked past, or was kicked in the teeth by a bigger wolf coat. And yet, the question remains, do I have cause to complain or explain my cause for donning these claws? Not to complain. For my flesh is relatively unscathed compared to she's I have known. And one might ask, why explain at all? Are you writing these words to sew a lamb's wool vest to hide that gray mange? And I might reply, I write not to conceal, but to reveal the feathers, flattened as they may be under both the hair and skin of woman and man. And these words, though often filtered out through the teeth of wolves, do shed ink onto the links of my chain and burn, as all truth does through chain, through its chainmail guard left stained and scarred, I look to sky and feathered fly.